Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Limit Breakdown, where we review everything in TV shows, movies, and entertainment. I'm your host, Sid.
I'm Migs.
And today, we're going to be reviewing the new DC movie, Blue Beetle. So, our too-long, didn't-watch review of the movie is 3.5 hearts.
this movie had a lot of heart. All the stuff with the family was really great. I really enjoyed all of those characters. I had good tone. It knew when to be funny, knew when to kind of switch gears, and it kept the story going well, and it had very likable characters. The lead was actually really good, and I really enjoyed all the interactions with the family.
Unfortunately, the villain was kind of generic. The plot line was also kind of generic, and it was predictable, and nothing we haven't seen before. So that's the reason we gave it 3.5. Stick around after our intro for a deep dive and spoiler-filled review of Blue Beetle.
Everybody, welcome back to The Limit Breakdown, and let's jump right into our review of Blue Beetle. So, Mr. Sid, what are your initial thoughts on this bad boy?
All right, so I'm going to give you a preface. I actually love Blue Beetle from the comics, as well as the animated movies that they've done with him, and Young Justice, he was in there as well. So I love Blue Beetle, so I walked in there with a lot of expectations, because I like the character.
Okay.
I was satisfied with what they did on the silver screen. Yeah. I really was. Do I think it was fantastic, over the top amazing? No, but it was not. I wasn't overwhelmed. I wasn't underwhelmed. I was whelmed. It's definitely an entertaining movie. I could definitely put this on in the background and watch it. So that's my quick take on the movie. The nitty gritty, as we mentioned a little bit earlier. Obviously, they strayed a little bit from the source material originally. I mean, I take that back. They did mention some of the original source material, like, oh, the scarab on the back that attaches is ancient, or not ancient, alien, which they mentioned in like a passerby type thing. But overall, it was still, I don't mind them changing it. George Lopez
was the star of this movie.
Was a good start of this movie. I was not expecting that.
It's funny how, you know, if you want something to be funny, you put hire a seasoned comedian to do it. Look, I absolutely love George Lopez, and he was fantastic in this. He stole every scene that he was in.
Yeah.
And
I thought he was going to be a little annoying at first, but it was good. My only gripe with his character, not him, his character, was that at the beginning, they show him a certain way. They're like, oh, he's like anti-government, anti-what this. And at the towards the end of the show, or in the movie, sorry, he's like, oh, I can build this crazy machine that can block this. And then I can do all these technology stuff and I can hack an old computer. I'm like, where did this come from?
It actually kind of makes sense. Completely. If you,
I mean, the blocking the scans makes sense, but then he can all of a sudden, like, he's like their tech guy all of a sudden. I'm like, kind of out of the blue.
Yeah. I mean, I was more concerned about the fact that everybody knew how to fly the giant beetle.
Yeah, he just knew how to fly the giant beetle.
But so did the daughter, though. Like,
well, no, she knew her dad's secrets. So that kind of makes sense. She knew that her dad was Blue Beetle, and she knows his lair and everything.
I thought the most interesting part of this movie was Abuelita's revolutionary background. All right.
Nana!
I told this to you at the theater. I would totally watch a Nana revolutionary prequel movie. Absolutely.
Oh, man. And then when she's making the plan, she's like, this, we will go from here, we will go from here, you will do a distraction. They're just like,
I to be honest, I am not a huge Blue Beetle fan. I don't have a whole lot of history with the character. So I came in with very, very low expectations. And honestly, I think that this is the best DC movie in the last year. It was better than The Flash. So, I mean, it was better than The Flash. And yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Black Adam is the other one that came
out. Yeah, Black Adam. Again, for me, what this movie had was a lot of heart. Mm-hmm. There was obviously a lot of things that resonated with me because the main characters are a Hispanic family.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of things, a lot of cultural things that were pointed directly at me. And like, there were points in the movie theater where I was literally the only one. And it was...
That is true. I can attest to that.
And so it was, you know, just the Chapulín Colorado bit. Like, you know, nobody else other than somebody who grew up in a Hispanic house would understand that reference, Sherita. but yeah, like, you know, there were just so many things. The freaking the scarab going, you know, vamos a partirle la madre. Yeah. You know, just like all of these things that is just aimed right for the Hispanic culture. So that hit me in the...
So I have a question. So obviously I'm not Hispanic. I don't have that culture, but my limited Spanish vocabulary. So from your perspective, obviously there were certain things that they were saying in Spanish and they had subtitles and it didn't match. Mm-hmm. Right? So my limited Spanish, I could catch those.
Yeah.
But you watching it, did that bother you, or was it you're like, it's kind of funny because it's more like what they're saying is a little bit more higher rated and what they were subtitling is more like PG, G rated?
Yeah. So definitely. So like, for instance, if you translate like, vamos a romperle la pinche madre, which it said, we're going to kick their butts, mm-hmm. right? What it literally says is we're going to break their mothers.
Well, that's how they're doing it sneaky-wise. All right, WB, I see you.
So it was pretty great, though. And like I said, the lead character, I forget Cholo. His name.
His name is spelled XOLO. I think it's pronounced Cholo.
Okay.
I don't know.
But he plays... Jaime Reyes.
Mm-hmm. He is also the lead character in Cobra Kai.
Yes.
So that's where he comes from.
So I've been a fan of his since Cobra Kai. Mm-hmm. He's done a fantastic job. I was really excited to see him as the lead for this.
Yep.
And I thought he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, really liked him. He was really good on screen. His comedic timing was pretty solid. The way he played, the way he's playing with the family moments, and then he would have his own, like, oh my god, my family, they don't get out much,
yeah,
you know, type thing, which I can relate to as well from being from immigrant parents, so I can relate that part. But his acting was fantastic. I don't know how much he did inside the suit.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he has some sort of martial arts background being in Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much he actually did inside Blue Beetle suit, you know, not being a stunt double now, but if it was him, there's some really awesome scenes,
which I love,
especially when he brings out the big sword.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that scene was so awesome. So I really liked him.
Brings me towards a little bit more of the criticisms of the film. Mm-hmm. The unfortunate thing is, I think in this particular movie, it's going to suffer a lot for its attachment to the DCEU,
mm-hmm.
And instead of benefiting from it, whereas were the DCEU in a different position, I think it would benefit in elevating the character, but I think it's going to serve ultimately just to drag it down because they're in the middle of a reboot. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, it's not very clear whether is this the first movie in the new DCEU or is this the last movie or second to last, because it's still Aquaman too.
Aquaman 2 is not in the...
In the new DCU. In,
correct. It's still part of the old one.
Right. So like, there's still some unanswered questions, mm-hmm. as far as, is this going to have any future going forward with mm-hmm. the continuation of the DCEU, which is a shame. Obviously, I think they were waiting to see if it had any legs commercially as far as what it does in the box office, which, you know, that remains to be seen. Not a thrilling opening week, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I think that's not in fault to the content of the movie. Yeah. I'll say like this. a lot of people are starting to fall into that superhero fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, this isn't going to do anything to cure that. It's not a particularly original story. Mm-hmm. It's like we were saying, it's very predictable. The trope of family will make you strong. Yep, and yep. Even the villain going, oh, your love for your family is what makes you weak.
Yeah.
Like, no,
I saw that coming.
Strong.
When his father dies of the heart attack at the end of the movie, that as much as it sucks for the character, as you know, and it doesn't really drive the plot forward per se, but it's still understandable. And I saw it coming. When he passed away, I was like, this is what's gonna like drive him forward.
Well, although I will say I did appreciate how they used the gravitas of that situation as an emotional driver to push the story forward from that point. What I thought was the secondary villain, because you had Susan Sarandon, who was the
knockoff Sigourney Weaver. I mean, sorry, the villain,
who was like the main mustache twirling evil CEO of the company, and it's like they made her just unnecessarily generic mustache twirly evil.
Mm-hmm.
Even down to the point where they made her blatantly racist when it was she was already bad enough without having to make her like the whole come on Sanchez is like that's not my name.
His name turned out to be De La Cruz.
Yeah, or De La Cruz.
At the end, was like De La Cruz. I was like, oh, De La Cruz.
I'm not gonna lie, that kind of irked me. I was like, you didn't really have to give him four names.
But you know what De La Cruz is from?
No,
I think Coco.
Oh, okay.
De La Cruz was the guy, the singer, the guy who turned out to be the antagonist in the movie.
What was the other guy's name? Was it Gustavo or
The main villain?
The
guy with the
the guy that wore the armor suit, Ignacio. That's what it was. I thought like after he gets defeated and you see his origin and all that, I was like, why didn't we get more of him from the beginning? Like, he was actually a compelling villain.
Yeah.
Like, he was a child soldier that was recruited, had his limbs blown off. Yep. Like bro.
Reattached, like, and the lady was like, he's going to serve me now.
Yeah, and so, like, this was actually a compelling villain that they just absolutely wasted.
Funny? As soon as you see him in the beginning, when he has a little hole in his head, the first thing I thought of was The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are they gonna go to the Matrix? Like, it's kind
of
weird.
But going back to the genericness of everything, I even made a joke to you at one point when the big final CGI fight started, and it's the Blue Beetle with Ignacio, and like one of them is blue and one of them is red, and I turned to you and I'm like, one of them's red, so you can tell the difference which the bad one is.
Yeah, that's one of our issues with big CGI fights is you don't know who's who. That's why I have a big issue with like Transformers, Transformer movies, the Venom movies. That they're just a bunch of stuff going on, and you're like, who is who? What's going on? That's why the joke is funny. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right. Along with the other characters, so the main the female lead, she's the niece of the villain.
Yeah.
I think she did a good job as an actress, but I did not see anything outstanding. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's from an ability standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think her character was just written boring.
Yeah, there was just nothing really for her to do.
She was just there to provide, oh, we need the key to unlock some secrets. Yeah. She needs that. That needs to be her. We need a convenience for, oh, by the way, my dad has a beetle, flying beetle thing. I'm rich, so here's a new car.
Sidebar, this was something that was bothering me. Damien and I talked about this. So when Jaime gets into the Blue Beetle suit, right, and he's so adamant about, we're not going to kill anybody. Mm-hmm. And the suit initially is like, murder, right? His family had no qualms about murdering anyone.
Oh. Nana was like, now we fight.
No, like, George Lopez's character was driving that giant beetle and, like, stabs the one dude.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they're carrying him. And, like,
the giant machine
just
stab somebody
through, yeah,
and then just,
yeah,
oh my god,
I was like, that's murder. that's straight up murder.
And then they throw a guy against the building, and I'm just like,
somebody gets smacked with a metal claw, yeah, which again, oh that was all of that was murder. All yeah. of that was murder.
I totally forgot about that crazy scene. So, and it's very explicit. Like, yeah, it's not so like...
I'm just kind of like, huh. So he was very anti-murder. His family, not so much.
I guess that's why he's the hero. Well, who I found actually very interesting was his sister.
Yeah.
Who at the beginning was very like... one of the funniest quotes were they're discussing, you know, giving some bad news to Jaime because he hasn't heard it yet. And she's like, well, I can tell him. And they're like, good news from your mouth still sounds like bad news. And she's like, here we go. I thought she was hilarious the whole time.
Yeah, no, she was great.
I definitely thought she was going to have a bigger role towards the end of the movie. I mean, she still did when she got the little...
Oh, the Nintendo Power Glove.
Nintendo Power Glove, which can turn into like a glove and a shield. I thought that was hilarious. But I really liked her as a character.
Yeah.
She was definitely fantastic. Yeah.
So let's go ahead and lean into final thoughts.
Yeah. Overall, as I will stick by it, I thought it was an entertaining movie. I like Blue Beetle as a character, and they definitely did a pretty good job portraying him. Sholo, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, fantastic actor. I think he did a good job portraying Blue Beetle as he is. CGI on Blue Beetle, which I was a little skeptical on how they're going to make that look, because sometimes on when they do movies, they make the character look different. They stuck to the comic origins, the source material, which I really liked, and it looked fantastic. Fight scenes were pretty okay. Some of the weapons he came up with were awesome. Mm-hmm. Overall, entertaining movie, generic but still entertaining.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you on there. I think it's one of the better DC movies that has been made here from the tail end of the DCEU. Unfortunate, because that's what's gonna end up dragging it down. And like, again, yeah, it had a generic plot and it had a generic villain, but man, like the parts that this movie did right, it really did them right. Like, you really felt the connection between Jaime and his family. Mm-hmm. You really felt, you know, him as a character, like, wanting to do the right thing, wanting to help out in this situation. And the humor was there. Like I said, from a Hispanic perspective, all the cultural stuff was hit right home for me.
One thing that I forgot to mention was, which I didn't understand until later in the movie, George Lopez's truck was called Taco,
mm-hmm.
because it was a Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. But yeah. So those are our thoughts for the new DC movie, Blue Beetle. Let us know what you thought, if we missed something, in the comments below.
And as always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. It helps us out in the algorithm. Let us know anything you want to tell us. We appreciate any and all feedback. And thanks for tuning in. We will catch you next time with some more content.